On this Thursday of the 19th week, we have this famous gospel. Yeah, and the problem is that we know what happens next. So unless we ask the Holy Spirit, it's not going to really impact us. And yet, if there's one constant refrain in our Lord's teaching, it is about forgiveness. And this is a perfect example. After telling this story, Jesus tells us, "So will my heavenly Father do to you, and that each of you forgives his brother from his heart." So the enormous importance of forgiveness. It's kind of the foundation of everything else. All the old monks in the desert wanted to know that their sins were forgiven, that they could look forward to just going to see God. And you say, well, they were out there, you know, eating every other day in the desert all alone. You know, well, what have they got to worry about? Well, they were good theologians. Huh? They were men instructed by God. And they knew, that's nice, that's a good beginning. But there's plenty of guys working for a living who, you know, are equally pleasing to God. It's just they have another way to get there. And so they prayed and prayed and prayed. And when they knew in their heart that there was total forgiveness of anyone who had ever offended them in any way, then they knew their sins were forgiven. Because the forgiveness that God works in us is the forgiveness that he gives to us. So it's quite a challenge. Quite a challenge. What we often do is sort of put aside the difficult cases. You know, somebody forgets to pay you back $5 and then he pays you, oh, I forgive you. That's no problem. But where there's been deep hurt and grave injustice, we sort of don't look at them. But we have to. Because you see, it's the power by which our Lord forgave on the cross that he wants to have take over our lives. And that's when we know we're forgiven. Isn't that great? Now, we're moved to do this. We agree to this. But it's work. It's amazing if you look. Huh? In Mark, we have the same thing, you know, about, and so will my heavenly Father deal with you. Now, my friends, this is Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God. God of God, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, here in his humanity, telling us this is the way things are. My Father will deal with you the way you deal with your brothers and sisters. And of course, our Lord tells this parable. I have sympathy for the translators. You know, the rate of exchange keeps getting bigger and bigger and different and different. And, you know, but without numbers in there, it's hard. You know, a huge amount and what's the other one called? Much smaller thing. Well, I mean, is that $5,000 and $10? No. What the text says would equal today, you know, the national debt of most countries. You know, pay me, I'll pay you back in full. I mean, absolute ridiculous. No man is going to pay that back. He does not have the wherewithal to pay back. Now, all of this is based on the notion, you see, the word. In Aramaic, our Lord's language, hov, is the word for sin, but it's also the word for debt. And so already built into the language is this intuition. When I sin, I'm in debt to God. I owe God something. I owe repentance. I owe a change of life. I owe God something. And in the name of reality, you know, it's got to be dealt with. And our Lord has said, look, of course, my Father is merciful. But if you're smart, it's just good business to start forgiving everybody, right, left, and center, so that you will be forgiven. And so this man owes, you know, maybe not the national debt of the U.S., because that's pretty big, but, you know, the national debt of some more reasonable situation. And the fellow owes him about $5,000. See, I always wish the numbers were there because it makes much greater impact. You know, a large amount, a small amount. Yeah. No, this is, and I'll pay you back. There is absolutely no way. And that's part of the story. Are you going to go to God and say, look, I've sinned, but don't worry, I'll pay you back. What are you going to give him? There is no way you're going to pay him back. We are covered and strengthened by the blood of Christ, and the Father forgives us. Now we got to turn around and do the same to somebody who owes us nothing. And that's the story. So I would like to take a minute. We have just about a minute or two in silence. Let's go ask the Holy Spirit, where am I holding back on forgiving a debt? Where do I still have anger, resentment? Where is there someone about whom I cannot speak peacefully, about whom I'm usually making remarks? Where do I cherish this desire to be paid back in full and let it go? So let's take a few minutes in silence and just do that now. Now let us stand and pray.